The very definition of insanity to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So imagine how crazy you'd have to be to do the same thing year after year, generation after generation, century after century, for about 8,000 years, and still expect a different result. For 8,000 years or so, hierarchs have recognized the ruler's right to rule, have accepted the duty of obedience, have asserted that government is necessary to defend freedom, have claimed that the rabble are too foolish, stupid, and selfish to rule themselves. They've recognized a right to rule and a duty to obey that are as real as magical beans and fairy dust. They've asserted that government, an external regulator, defends freedom, the absence of external regulation. And they've claimed the rabble are better off being ruled by others who are foolish, stupid, and selfish. That's the hierarch package for 8,000 years. We need foolish, selfish, stupid rulers to assert a right to rule that doesn't really exist, so that government can do the opposite of what governments do. And the hierarchs have, over 8,000 years, expected a different result from the last time they recognized a ruler, or the time before that, or the time before that. It matters not the method of the ruler's selection. We can read in the book of Samuel that the old Hebrew God, in response to the popular demand for a king, told the prophet what kind of misery they'd be facing if they accepted the rule of one human being over others. Even the old Hebrew God was opposed to this hierarchy crap. So whether appointed by gods or by pulling swords out of rocks, striking down giants with slingshots, or inheriting authority, all of the rulers have continued to provide us with unhappy endings. Those rulers resulted in our exploitation, in wars, in poverty, and the enforcement of tyrannical laws. But now hierarchy has evolved. Now, rather than leaving the selection of our rulers to such arbitrary forces as gods or swords and rocks, slingshots or genetics, we vote for our rulers. Yeah, the same rabble who are too foolish, stupid, and selfish to rule themselves, according to the hierarch myth, are allowed to vote and select their ruler, who is then a foolish, stupid, selfish ruler elected as a consequence of resonating with the largest number of foolish, stupid, selfish rabble. Yeah, that's much better than the rabble ruling themselves. So as a consequence of selecting our rulers through this method, we no longer have the same old exploitation, war, poverty, and tyrannical laws. No, we now have super exploitation, continuous war, abject poverty on a global scale, and the most ridiculous tyrannical laws ever conceived. All this immiseration drives and provokes even people of goodwill to such thoughts of rebellion that it's now contemplated by those who assume the right to rule that the rulers may have to do away with their subjects altogether. All of us rabble have become expendable to the quest of achieving our own happiness, and it may soon become necessary to shoot all of us if the toxic environment doesn't get us first. After 8,000 years of disappointment and sorrow, we see poor deluded hierarchs still maintaining their assigned seats, marching in lockstep and dragging stones at the side of the pyramids owned by the privileged few, naively convinced that once the pyramid construction is complete, everything will be coming up roses. They're still completely mesmerized by the hierarch delusion, unable to question the right to rule, the duty to obey, the real purpose of government, or whether hierarchy is a practical solution. So under gunpoint, with drones flying around our homes and the thought police sifting through our emails and phone calls, millions are still prepared to go to the polls and cast their ballots, choosing yet another ruler, hoping that this time, for the first time in 8,000 years, we'll somehow get a different result. The definition of insanity, to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility in Lucasville, Ohio. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain 243-205, P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route number 728, Lucasville, Ohio 1-800-345-6999. To read some of Sean's writing and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org.